American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the conversation, then answer this question. How did she express appreciation for the directions? Listen.
Hi, Tony. You sure look great today.
Thanks. That's the first compliment I've had all week.
Oh, I can't believe that. You know, speaking of clothes, I need to get my dress cleaned. I don't know where a cleaner's is around here. Can you tell me?
Sure, I know a great cleaner's. See, we're in the center of town right now. So what you have to do is you have to take Main Street
uh-huh.
for two blocks.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the two blocks, you see the red light?
Okay.
Take a left.
A left. All right. So after I take a left?
Take a left and follow that street for about maybe another two blocks.
Two blocks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is the cleaner's on the right or the left?
On the right-hand side, you'll see a great big parking lot next to them in a mall.
Uh-huh. And it's in the mall?
The cleaners is not in the mall, but in the parking area.
In the parking area?
At the entrance, next to the main road.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the cleaners?
I think it's a one-day cleaner.
Oh, that's great, because I need this dress done really quickly. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Don't mention it. They do great work there.
Listen to the question again. How did she express appreciation for the directions? The answer is C. Listen and verify your answer.
Oh, that's great, because I need this dress done really quickly. Thanks a lot.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to the conversation, then select the answer. Listen.
Good afternoon. Could I help you?
Yes. I need to know, do you do alterations here?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I have a skirt, and I've lost weight, and I need to have the waistband taken in. Could that be done?
Yes, we can. To take in the waistband, it'll be $7.25, and...
Wait. And then, could I have a hook put on it?
Sure, and that's probably about another dollar.
Okay.
Dollar and a half.
So it'll be about $8.25 altogether?
Right.
All right.
Before tax.
Okay, yeah, I'll never forget the tax.
okay,
and when would that be ready?
Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you very much, and you come again. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Now read the sentence and select the answer. The correct answer is band. Listen to verify the answer.
I have a skirt and I've lost weight, and I need to have the waistband taken in.
Turn to Figure 3. Listen to the conversation. Then answer this question. What was the figure given to the customer? Listen carefully.
Good afternoon. Could I help you?
Yes. Hello. I'd like to have this suit dry cleaned.
Okay. When did you need it back?
I need it in about 4 days. Is that possible?
Sure. I can get it back next week sometime for you. It's $5.65 before tax.
Okay. And I did have a particular spot here that I'd like you to pay attention to.
Okay.
I don't know what
we'll
kind of a stain it is. What
you?
Can you do for that?
We'll put a piece of red tape on it and bring it to the attention of the cleaners over at the plant, and they'll pre-spot it for you.
Is that an extra charge for that?
No, but we cannot guarantee it'll come out. No, we cannot. We don't guarantee any spots here.
Okay, I'll take my chances.
Okay, great. And you say you need it back in 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, about 4 days.
All right, we'll have it back next week for you, and it'll be about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when it's ready for you. Your name and address is?
My name is Frank.
Frank, your last name?
Frank Espinosa.
Espinosa. And your phone number, Frank?
It's 349-3732.
Okie dokie. That's all I need. You don't need a receipt. Just come in and give us your name when you come in next week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Listen to the question again. What was the figure given to the customer? Select your answer now. The answer is B. Listen.
It's $5.65 before tax.
Look at figure 4. Listen to the conversation. Then select the answer that tells where the conversation is taking place. Listen.
Your last name is?
Powers.
And your first name?
Nayola.
Nayola?
Uh-huh.
And is Tuesday of next week soon enough?
Tuesday will be fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you need it dry cleaned, and yes, we'll have it back next Tuesday about 5 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where's the conversation taking place? The answer is A, at the dry cleaners. Listen and verify your answer.
Okay. And you need it dry cleaned, and we'll have it back next Tuesday about 5 o'clock.
Go to figure 5. Listen to the conversation. Then select the 3 items mentioned as souvenirs.
Hi, I've been sitting here for half an hour. Do you know when the bus is going to come?
Well, the next bus is supposed to be here at 3:30.
3:30?
Uh-huh, in about 20 minutes.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm not from town, and I like to go sightseeing. Can you recommend any places that I can see?
Oh, sure. I was born here in this city, so I'd be glad to help you. I would recommend that you go downtown and visit the Alamo, because this is the Alamo City, and you need to see the Alamo. And then we have a beautiful river walk. A lot of stores and a lot of restaurants where you can have something to eat. And we have a big shopping mall called the River Center Mall. And if you want to buy some souvenirs to remember San Antonio, there are all kinds of stores where you can go.
How did you know I was going to ask about a souvenir shop? I really was.
Well, you can't visit a city without buying some souvenirs.
What kind of things can I get from Texas?
What kind of things? Oh, man, you could buy a little flag of Texas. You could buy a coffee mug. You could buy a t-shirt. Everybody has to have a t-shirt that says I was in the Alamo City.
Thanks for all your information. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Now answer this question. Which 3 items were mentioned as possible souvenirs? The answer is C. Listen again for the items mentioned.
You could buy a little flag of Texas. You could buy a coffee mug. You could buy a t-shirt. Everybody has to have a t-shirt that says I was in the Alamo City.
Turn to figure 6. Listen to the conversation. Then answer this question. What did she lose? Listen.
Hi, Gail. What's the matter? You look like you've lost your best friend.
No, not my best friend, but I lost a link in my bracelet. And this is the favorite bracelet. I got it for my birthday last year. I need to have it repaired. Do you know a good place where I could, a good jewelry store where I could have it fixed?
Yeah. See, there's a jewelry store not very far from here. What's it called? Tony's.
Tony's?
Yeah, Tony's isn't too far from here. See the light right there?
Uh-huh.
Go to the light.
Okay.
Turn left at the light.
All right.
Go two blocks down and you come to a stop sign.
All right.
At the stop sign, turn right.
Uh-huh.
Go, maybe it's two or three blocks. And okay. On your left-hand side, you'll see a big sign, Tony's Jewelry.
Okay, great. You know, I couldn't hear you very well because of that car going by. Could you speak up a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. Where'd you run into trouble there? Okay.
I lost the last part of your direction.
All right. Once you hit the stop sign, you're going to turn left and go, I'm not sure, it's two or three blocks.
Okay.
And on your left-hand side, you'll see a big sign. It says Tony's Jewelry.
That's
the place. You can't miss it.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Now answer the question. What did she lose? The answer is B, a link to her bracelet. Listen again and verify your answer.
Hi, Gail, what's the matter? You look like you've lost your best friend.
No, not my best friend, but I lost a link in my bracelet. And this is the favorite bracelet. I got it for my birthday last year.
Look at figure 7. Listen to the conversation and circle all the words or expressions that you hear. Listen carefully and circle.
Say, fellow, what's the problem?
For one thing, it's awfully cold out here. My car seems to not be starting for me today. I don't know what's happening here.
Did you try turning the key?
Yes, I did. It just doesn't start.
Huh. Let's have a look in here.
I'd really be grateful if you could really help me out here.
Yeah, well, I've got some jumper cables in the car. Maybe we better jump this.
I think that sounds like a great idea. I really don't know how to do it. Do you know how to work them?
Yeah. Here, let me get the cables. Hold on. Stick around a second.
Okay.
All right, now you see these cables here? We got a red and a black end here. This is pretty important. You connect the positive to the positive here, and the positive to the positive on the other battery. You look for the little plus. The red one is positive. It's real important that you get this right, because if you connect them the reverse way, you can get a tremendous shock.
All right.
All right, so first we connect the positive here, and then we connect the positive on my car there. Let me run around and get that.
Okay.
All right, now we connect the negative here, and we go over to my car and put the negative on it.
All right.
All right, now why don't you get into the car and see if we can start it up. Hope this works.
Wow, that's great. Thanks a lot.
All right. And listen, watch the water level. Water level is tremendously important.
You want me to keep an eye on the water level, in other words?
Keep an eye on the water level in your battery.
That's great, sir. Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from New York.
You're very friendly. You know what? I'm from Boston.
No kidding.
We're from New England.
You sure could have fooled me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so long.
Here are the correct answers. Grateful, stick around, tremendous, keep an eye on, and Boston. Don't go anywhere. Stick around for figure 8. Go to figure 8. Listen to the conversation. Then select the answer to this question. What is this conversation a good example of?
Wow, Maria. What a wonderful coat that is. Where'd you get that?
Did you like it?
I don't like it. I love it.
It was a gift. Santa Claus gave it to me.
Boy, you are a lucky girl. Santa Claus must like you a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
That is truly a wonderful coat.
What do you like about it?
I like the color. I like the feel of it. I like its texture. And I love that fur lining.
Yeah, well, it keeps me warm in these cold days.
Yeah, it's really, it's a coat of many colors.
Yeah.
I adore it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Listen to the question again. Then select your answer. What is the conversation a good example of? The answer is A, giving a compliment. This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 30.